Nibingelele lapho nikhona ekhosombeni ngeindawo ngeindawo ngaligama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in whichever corner of the world you find yourself.
Namhlanje kuyinhlanhla ukuthi umungu omusa kaNkulunkulu singahlangana ngalendlela.
Today it's God's grace that in this manner, we are able to meet together and to be together.
Akekho wayazi ngaphandle kukaNkulunkulu.
Nobody knew besides God.
Ho uNkulunkulu ke akasolwa.
And God makes no mistake.
Ngaphambi bengiqhubekeke ngizocela sifunde izwi lenkosi. Lizotholakala ngokuka Matthew isahluko samashumi amabili nane.
Before we continue, I'd like to read a word from Matthew 24.
So funda nje amavesi amaningana.
And we're going to read quite a number of verses.
Ngiyathemba ngokuvuma kwenkosi nizobusiseka njengoba nami ngibusisekile.
And I trust that you will be blessed as I was blessed by the grace of the Lord.
Asithandazeke.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wena umthatha emunye sikhuleka kuwena.
Oh God, triune God, we bow down before you.
Yehla Nkosi uzibonakalise ngezwi lakho.
Lord, would you come down and reveal yourself through your word?
Sizwe ukukhuluma kwakho.
May we hear your speaking.
Uvuleke Nkosi izingqondo zethu nezinhliziyo zethu zilalele ukukhuluma kwakho.
Please open our minds, open our hearts that we may hear your speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi sokhuluma ngalo noma isihloko ngingakasisho izwi isihloko sokhuluma ngaso sithi izikhathi zokugcina zokubuya kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Now, the heading of this passage is the signs of the end of the age indicating the returning of our Lord Jesus.
Ake ngiliphinde futhi izikhathi zokugcina zokubuya kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
Let me repeat that. The signs of the end of the age indicating the return of our Lord Jesus.
So qala ke ku verse 1 sahluko 24 verse 1.
So we read there then in Matthew 24 from verse 1.
Njoba lisho lana ngesizulu lithi ukuchithwa kweJerusalem nokufika kwendodana yomuntu.
And there is also a heading that says the destruction of Jerusalem and the coming of the Son of Man.
Ingakho isiqambile lesihloko ukuthi izikhathi zokugcina zokubuya kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
And that is why I've given this message the theme, the signs of the end of the age.
Woshuthi maso selifunda ke nawo uzozwa noma ngikhuluma ukuthi sekuyizo ikhathi zokubuya kwenkosi yethu Jesu uma ningaphawula ngalelizwe.
And so, as I read this word and as I speak, I hope that you will be able to see those signs, that we see those signs being fulfilled as we live.
Kuthiwa ke lana ke verse 1 kuthe uJesu ephuma eThempelini emuka kwasondela abafundi bakhe ukumtshengisa izakhiwo zeThempeli.
24 verse 1. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings.
Verse 2, waphendula wathi kubo, aningiboni konke lokhu na, nikuboni konke lokhu na, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kuyakushiwo lapha itshe phezu kwetshe elingadilizwanga phansi.
Do you see all these things? He asked. I tell you the truth. Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down.
esahlezi entabeni yemnqomo abafundi beza kuye bebodwa bathi sitshele ukuthi lokhu kuyakuba nini lesi sibonakaliso sokuza kwakho nesokuzokuphela kwezwe siyakuba nini na.
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
UJesu waphendula wathi kubo, "Qaphelani ningadukisi umuntu, ngokuba kuyakuza abaningi ngegama lami bathi mina nginguKristu bedukisa abaningi."
Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many."
Kuyakuza izimpi namahemhemu ezimpi, bhekani ningathuki ngokuba kumele ukuba kwenzeke, kepha ukuphela kwakho kokubungakafiki.
"You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come."
Verse 7, ngokuba isizwe siyakuvukelana isizwe nombuso uvukelana umbuso ukuba kokuba khona indlala nokuzamazama komhlaba indawo ngeindawo.
"Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places."
Kepha konke lokho kuyakundulela imihelo.
"All these are the beginning of birth pains."
Seniyabona ukuthi kwenzekani namhlanje ukuthi indlala ingakanani ngeindawo ngeindawo.
Now you see that already now. You see and experience that there are famines in various places.
La emhlabeni wakithi bayakhala bathu lo nalowo uthi hawu safa indlala.
And in our country, there are many who are starting to cry out and say, "We are dying of hunger."
Sokuyiyo njalo imihelo leyo ekhombisayo ukubuya kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
"All these are the beginning of birth pains, indicating the coming of our Lord Jesus."
Ongaqondi ngemihelo kushiyo kushuka umuntu wesifazane umesikwa sokuzofika ingane esezobeletha athola umntwana.
"Those of you who do not understand what birth pains are, those are extreme pains that a woman endures when she gives birth."
Kusho ukuthi kuverse 11 ke kuverse 14 kuthiwa ke leli vangeli lombuso liyakushunyayela ezweni lonke kube kubufakazi ezizweni zonke andukuba kufike ukuphela.
And then in verse 14 we read, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come."
Njoba nizwa ke emaredweni kushunyayelwa ngendlela eshumayelwa ngayo, kusho khona ukuthi kohamba akekho yothi akezwanga.
And that is what we're also experiencing, the gospel being preached in so many ways, on radio being broadcast, so that no one will be able to say, "I haven't heard."
Kodwa kuthiwa ngalokho ke kube kungasho ukuthi sekukuphela kwezwe.
But the Lord said, that doesn't mean it's already the end.
Kusho ukuthi ke leli vangeli njengoba kushunyelwa ngendlela ekushunywa ngalo, kube kusho khona lokho ukuthi akukhona njalo ukuthi inkosi siseduze.
Now, that means that the Lord is near, but it doesn't mean that the end has already come.
Njengokusho kwelizwi njengoba sesilifundile.
Just as this word says.
Kuthiwa ke lana ke kuverse 15, "Ngakho ke nxa nibona amanyala encithakala ashiwo nguDaniyeli umprofethi emi endaweni engcwele ofundisa makaqaphele."
And then in verse 15, "So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that caused desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand."
Niyawabonaka amanyala namhlanje ukuthi anjani ezizweni zonke.
Do you see what filth and abomination there is amongst all nations. These are the things that the prophet Daniel spoke of. The filth that has been poured out and that is so prevalent, many of it you cannot even mention by name. But that doesn't mean that the end has already come. These are the beginning of the birth pains. There have been predictions that on the 29th, in a certain place, fire will come down from heaven, and then that will be the end of the world. And the people there are so afraid and so scared because it's been predicted that there'll be a red fireball coming down from heaven and then it will be the end of the world. And it's predicted that it'll happen on the 29th of this month.
Manja mahem hem glonda wase kwele yong inda wase stole neng tole no tingo nishaye lugu teibo. Plaga 29 kuzo bewenze kwele kuzo wehlinte nkulu sebe tabanye kwa ngati kungaba kuhlehle lulu anli.
And now those rumors have spread, those stories have spread. I've even received phone calls and some say we need to pray that that thing which will come down from heaven, that red fireball, that it should land in the sea.
Asas, noma baqinisile, noma baqinisile.
Well, we don't know how much truth it holds.
Kaningi beshayela ngisho umholo wala ekhaya ngomnye iminyaka bethi hayi impela sezobhubha uJesu seyabuya ngosuku oluthile yobe sefikile sibone okungenzeki.
Many times in the past, people have made such predictions. They've often contacted the director of the mission, warning him and saying the end is nigh. The Lord Jesus returning, it's going to happen on this date. And then that date comes and goes and it doesn't happen. And some say now there's this huge red object that's going to come down from above, from the skies. And when that comes, then it'll be the end of the world.
Verse
19. And then we jump to verse
19.
How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
Hey, go by Simanga. Selufika lolo sugu. Lokubuya kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Oh, how amazing it will be when the day comes of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lapho sobuya yena esethatha ibandla lakhe kwabakhulelwe nabancelisayo lobe selunzima lolo suku.
When he comes to fetch his church, when the day arrives, and when that day comes, how terrible it will be for those who are pregnant and nursing mothers.
Verse 22, lithi ke uma lezo zinsuku ziyokufinyezwa kuyokusindiswa umuntu kepha ngenxa yabakhethiweyo lezo nsuku ziyakufinyezwa.
And for there will be great distress, verse 21, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Verse 23, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible.
Verse abanye bethi nangu uKristu sefikile uzolanda ibandla lakhe kube kungenjalo.
We are still going to experience great and amazing things and strange things and experience false prophets who will come and proclaim that here is the Christ, and it will be a lie.
Kuthwa nelanga liyakufiphabala nenyanga ibe nesimo sayo.
And it's also said that the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light.
Asilfunde uverse 29 kepha masinyane emva kosizi lwalezo zinsuku ilanga liyakufinyazwa nenyanga ayikukhanya nezinkanyezi ziyakuwa ezulwini.
Verse 29, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. The shaking of this world. I even experienced an earth tremor in the room where I stay, close to the, or where the old reception used to be, here in the mission. And I even asked, and I said, do you experience that tremor? Do you feel it? I have had a dream these days. And in my dream, I was knocking on a certain door. And in that building, there was somebody whom I needed.
And
I was knocking at that door, wanting to see that person who lived for the Lord, saying, I want to see you. And I saw an amazing light that I've never seen, with no light in the room. The sun's light and the light of a torch doesn't come close. And I'm knocking. I want to enter. I want to be with that person in that room. And then I woke up. And then I thought, oh my, if only that person would have opened for me, because there was such a brilliant light in that room. I wanted to be part of it.
Hey, kwinto esimanga ukuthandaza ube wedwa noNkulunkulu nokuthandaza futhi uyifinyenise usephusheni ube kuleyo ndawo.
It's amazing when you are in prayer alone before the Lord and the Lord speaks to you and reveals himself to you even through dreams.
Kufana nokuthi uthuphupha uphuphushumayela uyithole yonke inkonzo yavuka kusasa ushushuma sunezwi lakho uzoshumayela ngalo.
And it even happens that in your dream, you dream you are preaching on a certain word and you experience all of that. And when you wake up and the next day you've got to take the service, all of the message has already been given to you. And where you even have that longing to be alone before the Lord, that you wish that your wife would leave you alone, that you'd have that time to spend it alone before God. Now, please do understand me. By that, I don't mean to say you shouldn't pray together with your wife, by all means, but there is a time when you need to spend time alone before God. Yes, there is that time when you go on your knees with your wife, but there is that time where you need to be alone before God and wrestle with God, and where you wrestle in prayer, when you experience the Lord has heard my prayer.
Nami ke ngithole lapho sengilondawo ke ngibona lendlu le phakathi lokhu khanyo ke kushiwo abanye mabebuyile bathi ngaba sekhanye nokhulu ngathi how kanti abasezulwini babona ukukhanya kunje.
And in that room there was that great light, and where I heard from others who have come from returned from heaven and that have said they've seen that great light there in heaven. I said, is it such a great light?
Oh, ngathi ngangqonta ngibuyanga.
And
angiphaphamanga.
I thought, whoa, if I'd rather not have woken up.
Verse 30 lithi khona kuyakubonakala ezulwini isibonakaliso sendodana yomuntu bese ibonakalisa indodana yomuntu bese zikhala ikhala izizwe zonke zomhlaba zibona indodana yomuntu ize emafini izulu inamandla nenkazimulo enkulu.
Verse 30, at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
Iyakuthuma izingelezo zayo ngokukhala okukhulu kwecilongo ziguqe abakhethiweyo bayo emoyeni yemini kusukela emkhawulweni omunye wezulu kuze kube kumunye.
And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other.
Uma inkosi yethu Jesu size emafini iyokuza nengilosi zayo.
When the Lord, the Son of Man, comes on the clouds of the sky, he will return with his angels.
Laba bakhethiweyo sebehlangabeze emafini.
And those that he has elected, he will gather together with him.
Thina nawe singabe sibalelweni labo kwabakhethiweyo esoyihlangabeze emafini sisibona inkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Do we number amongst the elect that will meet with the Son of Man in the clouds?
Uma ulifunda kwenye indawo kuthiwa kwabantu kuyoba khona indlala, njengoba niyibona indlala yokulamba engikhulume ngayo. Kukhona indlala ke namhlanje bantwana bankulunkulu eyizwi likankulunkulu.
And today already, the children of the Lord, brethren, there is already a famine. There is a famine of the word of God. With some, they experience the famine of food. With others, they experience the famine of the word of God.
Abanye abanawo amaredo bafundisa, abanawo amaredo abalazi izwi likaNkulunkulu, futhi nakwenye indawo awangena amaredo awasebenzi, abanamaredo nhlobo balambele izwi likaNkulunkulu.
There are many who do not have radios, or some places where they're out of reach of the radio waves. They do not receive the broadcasting of the word of God, so they're all out there on their own, hungering after the word of God.
Umntakadube ke namhlanje uphambene nomangameli nodokotela. Mina.
Now, I maybe go against, can be said that I'm going against the president or the doctor.
Hayi, mina mangaya ngami ngo president. Ngathi cha, emasontweni akusontwe, kuvulele kuvunyelwa abantu abawu 50 bezenkonzweni. Hayi ukuthi kube umngqwabo.
And I would, if I would be the president, say, allow churches to open, that they at least have services where at least 50 can gather together, even if it's not a funeral.
Ngoba umphumela walokho bafundisi siyakubona kakhulu thina abalakwa sizabantu siyawubona umphumela walokho.
Because we see the outcome of people not hearing the word of God, especially we are here at the mission.
Singashumayela size sikhihliza amagwebu, shumayela abantu abezwa lutho. Ngisho ungahamba manje laphandle longuze ngewind, abantu bayixoxela bodwa. Bazi ukushunyayezwa ngoba abantu bembona la ebusweni.
Because you can preach until you blue in the face, and there are many who don't hear. You can maybe even right now walk around And you see people are just chatting to one another as if there's no service happening. There are many who are not able to listen to a service on the radio or on live streaming. They only hear when they see the preacher in front of them. I can only say, you know what? I'm actually against that rule. I would say churches need to be opened that people can hear the word of God. Tell me, when last have people had the opportunity? When last have you had the opportunity to confess your sin? And so, if they would hear me, I want them to hear this message. And even the doctors, that they may hear it. The extreme of the importance of people hearing the word of God. And not only at a funeral. Yes, a funeral is also important. But what about having communion? What about hearing the word of God?
Impela ngiyaliphinda leli kwabanye kumnyama. Kumnyama buqe. Ukuthi bethole ukuyihlanganisa nge noma ngokushaya ingcingo belungise ngengcingo abanye kumnyama buqe ababoni lababheke khona.
And I can only repeat that and say for many it's pitch black dark and they don't even use the opportunity to phone and use their telephones to obtain counseling. It's just dark.
Abanye nizothi niyabe nithi uma kwenzeka kumngcwabo wabo batholakale bekhalakathele esihogweni.
And others, when it's the time for their funeral, they will fall headlong into hell. And therefore, that is my prayer to God to close down this pandemic, to shut it down, to stop it. So that people will be able to hear the word of God.
And
so I would say they should open opportunities for people to hear the word of God. For churches to come together, because yes, why should they only allow funerals? What about other types of gathering church services, which are so important? Because many cannot listen to the service over a radio, or even if they've got the radio on, they're just chatting together as if there's nothing happening. And I experienced a bit of that, which my mother said before she passed away. She told us, she said, I've seen my home in heaven, but it's not ready yet. It's not finished yet. And therefore, I cannot go. And then later on, she said, now I've seen my home. It's complete, and I can leave at any time. And not long after that, she passed away.
Verse 32, lithi fundani umfanekiso emkhwaneni, nxa igantsha lawo selithamba lihlume amaqabunga, niyazi ukuthi ihlobo seliseduze. Kanjalo nani, nxa nibona konke lokhu, yazini ukuthi iseduze ngasemnyango.
Verse 32. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
athi ngiqinisile ngithi kini lesi sizukulwane siyakudlula kungakwenzeki konke lokho kuyakudlula izulu nomhlaba kepha amazwi ami awasoze adlula.
Verse 34, I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Kepha lolo suku nalelo hora akakho waziyo lutho ngalo nezingelosi ezizulwini nendodana ngubaba kuphela.
No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
Hey, wena ungathuka uthi hawu uJesu Kristu eyindodana kaNkulunkulu akazi kodwa nawe uyabatshela ukuthi cha nami ngiyindodana angilazi lolo suku uyabatshela ukuthi kodwa nofunda ngomkhiwane masuqala ukuhluma.
Now you may be shocked when you hear that, when it says not even the Son knows about that day or hour, but that's what the Lord said. And he said, but even when you see the fig tree, when its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, then you know that the summer is near.
Ukuthi kuyokwenzeka ukuthi kudlula kwenzekanga konke lokho. Ngeminyaka ethile kwakushiwa lokho. Hayi, nalapho futhi akwenzeki konke lokho. Ubone ukuthi la mahemhem ayafezeka la ashiweleli iBhayibheli.
And so you hear many rumors, and so many rumors go about, so many things that are told and that never happen, even some rumors that have been spread about the mission and this and that's going to happen to the mission. And then it never happens. And so it's fulfilled what the Bible says, that those are rumors that never happen.
Amahemhemu uthi uJesu kufanele abantu bengadukiswa ngoba abanye bobe bethi nangu Kristu athi abafundi aboyivalela endlini zayo. Ukuthiwa nampa abafundi abaprofethi bamanga athi nina nivale izindlu zenu nithule nithule nididu.
And so the Lord warned them. He said there'll be many false rumors and even false prophets that will prophesy, but you close yourself in your room and do not be affected by that.
Verse 37, lithi ngokuba njengasemhleni kaNowa kuya kuba njalo ukufika kwendodana yomuntu ngokuba njengasensukwini lezo ziyakudlula. Ezomxolo bababedla bephuza begana bendiselwa bendiswa kwaze kwafika usuku uNoah angena ngalo emkhunjini.
Verse 37, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
Abazanga kwaze kwafika uzamxolo wabakhukhula bonke baya kubanjaloko ukufika kwendodana yomuntu khona ke kuya kuba khona ababili ensimini omunye athathwe omunye ashiwe.
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
And that
is how it is. The gospel is being preached in the world in various places, and people do not repent.
And
they do not realize that by their not repenting, they will be like it was in the time of Noah, caught all of a sudden by that flood that came and took them away.
It's
amazing how Noah's family obeyed him. When he told them what they had to do, and he said to them, let us now go into the ark. None of them objected. None of them went against their father.
kodwa kuthiwa ke la ukufika kwendodana kaJesu Kristu la kuyoba njalo kufana nezinsuku kaNoah lapho Noah owayekhuluma nabo uthi kanjeni bakwenzeni kanje kanje bengalaleli.
And it says that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, when Noah warned them about the destruction that was coming and they paid no heed, so again it is today.
Wagcina lapho esevala kumnyango wakhiya isikhiye sahamba nengilosi.
And so the time came when the ark was shut and they were shut in. And the angel took the key away.
Shambe njengomuntu wayengabe yadabuke bezwa bekhaya aphosa iskey athi mina nivulani kodwa sahamba nengilozi wayengasena kwenza lutho.
Well, maybe God knew that man's heart sometimes becomes soft and then he would throw the key to the people and they would cry out for mercy. And so he decided he would remove the key.
Zofika ke lezo ntsuku lapho osofuna nawe ukuthi uyaphenduka kungasekho ukuphenduka njengoba nanamhlanje abantu bayafisa ukuthi ew nathi singathola kanjani ukuhlangana kanjena sibe ndawonye akusenzeki.
And so the time may come where you want to repent, and when you did not use the opportunity you can no longer repent, just as today we're experiencing some of it where people wish and say, oh, we wish we could be together, we could have a service. And it's not possible.
Abe angihamba kubona emagatsheni bengeke ngibatshele. Ngithi hey, mhlambe kohamba uhambe nifuna ukuthi sifike singasafikeki. Kodwa ngangazi ukuthi kohamba ngalendlela.
I have been warning people at the different branches when I've been visiting them, and I've been saying to them, you know what? The time may come when you would wish us to come to you, and it will no longer be possible. I didn't know that it would happen in this way.
Verse 42, ngakho ke lindani ngokuba anazi ukuthi inkosi yenu iya kufika nini ngaluphi usuku, kepha anokwazi lokhu ukuthi uma umninindle ebewazi umlindo isela kuliya kufika nini ngawo ubeya kulinda.
Verse 42, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
Asazike sonke nalo akalazi usuku lwakhe.
Each of us, nobody knows when his or her day will come.
Kodwa umuntu ozomsiza ukuthi ahlale alindile elinde ukuthi inkosi yakhe iyobuya nini.
But what will help us is that we keep watch, because we do not know on what day our Lord will come.
Ngoba sesibonile ukuthi namhlanje amahemhemu izinto zinjani namanga akhona namhlanje sesibonile ukuthi manga kanani.
For we have seen how many rumors that are that fly about, how many lies are spoken, how much deception there is.
Sesibonile ukuthi ama prophets bamanga banga kanani.
And we have also seen how many false prophets there are.
Abanye begqokise bethi omunye athi senguJesu sekuyekwabonakala nalokho futhi umuntu agqoke ethi mina senguJesu.
And you even find where some dress up in a certain way and then they say, you know what, I'm Jesus.
Kwelinye idilophu impela kwenzeka isimanga umuntu eseqhamuka ethi yena useuJesu.
And one town it happened where somebody appeared and said, I'm Jesus.
Lezo zinto zinjalo efezekayo eyila eBhayibhelini.
And so all of that which we read about in the Bible, that is being fulfilled. And there will be times, the Bible says, when people will be those who do not give thanks.
And where
you even give something to somebody, and they take it and they turn around and walk away. And then you say, but why don't you say thank you? And then they say thank you.
It's cut.
That's the times we live in.
Namhlanje ubona abantu behamba nqunu, behamba bengagqokile. Isikhathi lesesishiyo Daniel abantu behamba nqunu ngisho ukugqoka kwabo kakhulu besifazane nabesilisa begqoka izinto ezimpintshayo nokuyithanda kwabo isikhathi.
And so you see today, people walking naked. or half naked, with revealing clothing, especially women, just showing their bodies exactly as they are, and even men, and wearing clothing that is tight fitting. And that's the time in which we're living in.
Nisha beslisa begqoka amabhulukwe apintshayo. La izantu ungazi ukuthi ulifaka kanjani likhuphuke lize le phezulu isikhathi.
And even men wearing trousers and pants that are so tight fitting, you even wonder how they got it on.
Abantu uzonomeme namahloni ukuthi ngampela ngampela uthi uphume kanjani kodwa ephuma etuye uya kubantu yini isikhathi ngendlela abagqoka ngayo limbi kubi namhlanje ukuyithanda kwabantu begabisa ngemzimba yabo yini isikhathi.
And sometimes you embarrassed and ashamed on behalf of that person. You wonder, but my, how did that person have the guts to go out of their house as they are, dressed as they are, or undressed as they are? And you wonder, how is it even possible that they can even face people like that? But that's the time we live in, and where people love themselves and they're boastful and they are proud and they want to show off their bodies. It's the times. And I want to illustrate this by means of two vehicles. If a car runs out of petrol, you can fill it up again and start it, and it will run again. But a diesel vehicle is not like that. If a diesel vehicle runs out of fuel, you've got huge problems. Even if it's run out of diesel and you refill it and you try and start it, you will not be able to start it. You first have to bleed it and get rid of the air in the system. And even if you do bleed it and get rid of some of the air, if you haven't done it properly, you drive from here, and before you've even gone 20 kilometers, that vehicle will stop again because there's still some air locks in the system. And then you also get dirt in the fuel filter. And if there's lots of dirt there, it can't supply the engine with fuel properly. And even that vehicle will go in a fashion that's jerking and then eventually stops because of all the dirt in the system. Now often, when I share with others and personally speak to them, I use this illustration of a diesel vehicle. And I say, those who are influenced by that spirit of criticism and finding fault, unless those people make it thoroughly right and they really clean out their system from that, it's going to trouble them again. And that's why you get people that always find fault and they criticize and they point finger, and then eventually you find them leaving. And that's why they lead the life that they lead. Because if you can put it like that, that air, that spirit of criticism, it's still locked up in that system. It's still there in that system, and they haven't got rid of it completely. And that person will only go a short while on the way of faith, and thereafter their vehicle will stop.
Kodwa uma lo moya ungakazi uphume, inkinga njalo uzolokhu ehuhlupho ekholweni noma ngabe uyafakaza noma ngabe unhlobono.
And even if that person can preach and preach an amazing sermon that the papers and the dust fly and even the ceiling comes down, whatever it may be, and even testify in an amazing way. But after some time, that person will fail. Why? Because of that spirit of criticism that that person hasn't gotten rid of.
Ngoba le moto kufuni pipe nge pipe nge pipe ukuthi waqaqe wonke yini wawukhipha lo moya kuze ke kuvaleke lo moya obungenile.
Because you've got to go to all the different points where you can open those valves, where you can bleed the system, that you get, make sure you get rid of all the air anywhere in that system, that spirit, wherever it may be, so that there's nothing left of it.
Uyakwazi ukuphelelwa umoya emotweni, uphele noma ngabe iloli noma ngabe ibhasi, uphele umoya uthi ukhiphile kanti awukhiphisi sanga. Ingakho ukukhuluma ngalokho.
And it can happen in a vehicle, any diesel vehicle, lorry, whatever it may be, that you haven't done it properly, and therefore it's going to trouble you again. And that's why I use this example.
Umuntu njalo uma phakathi kwenu ewumntwana kaNkulunkulu ephila lolo hlobo njalo lowo muntu uphila le moto engakhishisiswanga lowo moya wokuhlola.
And then you get this kind of a person who lives as a believer amongst you, who's like that vehicle where you haven't got rid of that air in that system, that spirit. There are still some pockets of it remaining. And for a person like that, doesn't take long. You see them taking their bags and leaving.
Abantu ababengena unyaka lo moya ka 2010 noma unyaka ka 2000 akuthathi isikhathi nibabone abasekho phakathi kweni ngoba babengena umoya wokusola.
And those who've got that spirit of criticism that came into them, maybe it came into them in the year 2000 or whenever it may have been, and that spirit remained with them. And then you find after some time, it becomes obvious and that person leaves. So make a thorough job of bleeding the system, getting rid of that spirit so that that vehicle will be able to run smoothly.
And maybe,
yeah, the diesel filter hasn't been changed. It's full of dirt. It's full of filth. That diesel filter needs to be exchanged and you need to get a new one. There was a bus that went to Malelan and that bus on the way stopped. It could no longer go. And then it was discovered that the diesel filter hadn't been changed. And so they just got a new one, put it in, and then it could go.
Anjalo ke uma nawe umntwana kaNkulunkulu ungakhiphi lokho kwimvubelo okudala empilweni yakho sokungenile noma ngamadlebe akho wakuzwa uhleli nakho lezo zinto ezinjalo zimbi phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And so it's with you, brother, sister, where you haven't got rid of the old yeast. You haven't got rid of those things, that rubbish that you've heard, that entered your ears. It's come in, it's blocked that filter, and it's still there.
Uma wile umuntu kadizili, nanamhlanje usahlele nezinto zalowanyaka nalowanyaka, usayihleli nazo ngaphakathi enhlizweni yakho, unjengenkuku ehlele emaqandeni ebolile, ayikho inqubakela yakho ekholweni.
And if you are like that, you've still got things of the old things in your life that you haven't got rid of from the previous years. And those, the filth and the dirt that has come in, you are like a chicken, like a hen that is sitting and brooding on rotten eggs. I've got some chickens at home.
Bona lenkuku sedlulile amasonto ngabe siphumile namazinyane kwenze njani lenkuku lesikhukazi lutho.
And then I noticed, I said, well, you know, she laid the eggs and this one, she's already hatched her eggs and this one, nothing's happening. Why not? And so I took the hen off the eggs. And I took one of those eggs. And I threw it over there that it broke. And oh, the bad smell that came from that. And you'll find after some times those eggs, those rotten eggs, they even burst open on their own.
Oh,
brethren, may God have mercy on us that we would not be like that hen brooding on rotten eggs where we think we have got the faith. In the meantime, we're sitting on rotten eggs.
Angathunkulunkulu angakhuluma endlebeni zakho uzizwele ukuthi hayibo singagcina nini mina ukuzihlambulula njengoba lishizwe ukuthi abanalelo themba bayazihlambulula njengoba yena ehlambulukile.
Oh, may God speak to you. Open your eyes and your ears and that you ask yourself the question, when last have you come into the light with your life? When last have you cleansed your life? For the Bible says that those who have this hope in them, that they'll see him as he is, they purify themselves just as he is pure. And this hen doesn't realize that the time that these eggs should have hatched has passed and time is going on and nothing's happening. And only the owner realizes and has a discernment, seeing, well, all the other hens, their eggs have hatched, their chicks have hatched, they've got those, their chicks are walking around with them, but this one has got nothing. Why not? And then goes and investigates and finds the problem.
And
you know why it was? That hen didn't do her job properly. She didn't brood on those eggs properly. She wasn't faithful. She maybe went away from them for too long. And maybe even went into something that's wet, into water, came back and sat on the eggs, were being wet, and then those eggs became cold.
And
so may the Lord be merciful to us. If we've been unfaithful to him, that we repent before he returns, which is amazing that even the Son of Man doesn't know the day or the hour.
Singakuthathakalula nje lokhu bazalani ukuthi hayi baxobana phona bona bayaxoxa phela ukuthi hayi ndodana kusho ukuthi ngelanga lethile yobusulanda ibandla lakho usuya nalo le ibandla lethu uye nalezulwini cha nayi ndodana uyifihlele nezingilozi uyifihlele.
You know, we may take it lightly. We may think, well, they are conversing together, the Father and the Son, and the Father saying to the Son, my Son, I want you on such and such a day to go and fetch your church, your bride. But the Bible says, no, it's hidden even from the angels and from the Son of Man.
We ask for this, Anatibo Baba, what I can into my talk and in Ganezako.
Well, that also gives us a lesson as parents, as a father. You cannot just tell your children everything and anything. There are certain things that you just keep to yourself.
So funda lage inqwadi etholakala la Lomphostoli uPetro isahluko sokuqala sengiyangasemaphethelweni.
Now I'm drawing to a close. We read from one of Peter's letters.
First Peter. Isahluko esokuqala futhi.
And chapter 1.
Uvese lesithathu.
Verse 3.
UPetro lesihloko sami la sithi iBhayibheli lesiZulu lithi uPetro ubonga uNkulunkulu ngethemba eliphilileyo labakholwayo.
And in the Zulu Bible, my Bible, there's a heading that says, Peter thanks and praises God for the living hope given to believers.
Now, muzwa lo Petro owaphika uJesu kathathu. Nozwa manje ukuthi usekhuluma luphi ulimi esethola umoya ingcwele.
Now you hear this Peter who had denied the Lord Jesus 3 times, but after he was filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. What kind of a language he spoke?
Why ngakawuthola umoya ingcwele kodwa njengomuso manje ukuthi usekhuluma luphi ke ulimi?
At that time he hadn't been filled with the Holy Spirit, but here you'll hear now how he speaks.
Uthi lan makabongwe uNkulunkulu uyise wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu owabuye wasizala kabusha ngokwesihawu sakhe esikhulu ukuba sibe nethemba eliphilileyo ngokuvuka kuka Jesu Kristu kwabafileyo.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
UPetro lo owayemphika kodwa manje uthi kamakabongwe lowo owabuye wasizala kabusha bantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
This Peter who had denied the Lord, but here he thanks and he praises God for having given us new birth.
Wasizala kabusha ngokomusa wakhe.
He's given us new birth in his great mercy.
Kuyini impela lokhu ukuthi singakuphetha ababazi into enkulu kangaka?
What is this that Peter praises and is so amazed about and expounds on? What is it that has taken his attention?
Wahlangana nakho lapha emphikile, wahlangana nakho ukuzalwa kabusha, wazibona empilweni yakhe ephenduka kulokho kumphika kwakhe.
Peter met with the Lord Jesus again after he had denied the Lord, and there he repented. There he experienced new birth, he experienced a renewal in his life.
Bukani uNikodemu ethi efika enkosini uJesu wamtshela lokho lawo mazwi wathi kufanele ukuthi azalwe kabusha.
And Nicodemus, who was a teacher of Israel, a religious teacher, he came to Jesus in secret, and then Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Abangakakholwa balahlekelwe okukhulu uma bengakazalwa kabusha bephenduke bebe yidalwa ezintsha.
Those who are unbelievers, they are missing out on so much if they haven't experienced this new birth where they've come and they've been renewed.
Umuntu uma engakakholwa esaphuza utshalwa esabhema esayendlini zokukhohlakala lezi ezikhona zokudayiswa kwemzimba njengoba namhlanje bephila impilo yeSodoma neGomora, uma engakatholi ukuzalwa kabusha kubi kuyena.
Oh, the person who still lives in smoking and drinking, boozing, living immorally, going to brothels, houses of ill repute, and going to those places of Sodom and Gomorrah, how much do they lose out on not experiencing this new birth? If you still get irritated, if you still get angry and upset, tell me, have you been born again? Do you say and believe you've been born again, and yet time and time again you go back to pornography, looking at pornography on your phone, on the internet?
Uma abantu balele bona bazumekile thatch i cellphone yakho uyibuka ngaphansi kwengubo uthi khona ukuzalwa kabusha lapho.
When the others, you think they're asleep, you take your phone, you go beneath a blanket and you look at this pornography and this filth, is that being born again? If you defile yourself with your own hands, is that being born again? When that trumpet, the last trumpet, shall sound, tell me, where will you
go?
When Jesus comes on the clouds, when that last trumpet shall sound, what will happen to you? Where will you go? That is what a Zulu hymn says.
Manje abantu uNkosi Jesu noNkulunkulu bamenze isimangu nje ngoba bavuma izono babebuyele kuso.
People take Jesus lightly. They take God lightly. They just glibly confess their sin and so easily go back to it again.
Uthu Petro ekhuluma lokho ethi futhi akufanele sifane nenja ethi sihlanzile umhlanzo wayo ibibuyele emhlanzweni wayo iwudle futhi.
Peter said, we should not be like a dog that vomits. It brings up all that which makes it sick, and then it goes back and it eats its vomit again.
Sidlile sonke kuseni, kodwa manje uma ungasuka umuntu efike lomhlanzo wakhe lapho khona bese gijima futhi eyowudla, bangathini abantu, bangathi uyagula.
We've all had breakfast. Now, if you would bring it up, vomit it out, and then go back to your vomit, people will think, my, there's something wrong with that person.
Now,
and spiritually speaking, likewise, you are sick. If you go back to your sin after having confessed it and even being a Christian, you sin and then you go back to it again, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Ezulwini nina enilondolozwa ngamandla kaNkulunkulu ngokukholwa ukuba sibe nokusindiswa ngokulungiselwe ukwambulwa ngesikhathi sokugcina.
And then verses 4 and 5, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
Sinefa elikhulu elibekelwe thina le ezulwini.
We have a great inheritance that is kept in heaven for us.
Ungakhali wena uthi hayi abazali bami abangishiyelanga nalutho.
Don't cry and complain and say, oh, my parents haven't left me anything.
Abanye batshontsha benza zonke izinto, inkomo, imbuzi, igqekeza, ubulala abantu ukuze bethole imali, ukuze beyiphilise, bedayise ngemzimba, kanti bekhohlwe into eyodwa ukuthi kunefa esibekelwe lona lezulwini.
There are many people who go about living a life of crime, stealing, robbing, breaking in, burglary, prostitution, whatever way they can to get some money and to make money. And they forget that there is an inheritance in heaven for those who are prepared for it. There is a great inheritance in heaven for the believers. It's like money that's been put away into the bank. And that inheritance is kept safe. It's safe from any robbers or any thieves. No rust or moth can destroy it.
Manje abazakane siyazilahlekisela uma thina siphila impilo engasile, sizolahlekelwa ifa esibekelwe lona lezulwini.
And so if we live a life of sin, we'll only lose out on that great inheritance.
Nantifa esibekelwe lona.
Yeah, there is that great inheritance kept for us.
Ku Isaiah 35 ukhulunywa lapha kuthiwa ngishiwula zoyihamba lendlela.
And there in Isaiah it speaks about the highway of holiness that even fools will be able to walk on it.
NgesiZulu kuthiwa kukhona indlela engumendo. NgesiNgisi kuthiwa highway. NgesiZulu kuthiwa umendo obekelwe thina le kuthiwa ngishisiwula. Isiphukuphuku sokwazi kuyihamba le ndlela.
And in Zulu, it speaks about a way, that way is there, and that even a fool can walk on that way.
Umendo ngesiZulu ukushada, ushadele kwendawo, bese kuthiwa ke wendile, wendele kwa Kombrek, noma wandele kwa Pinal. Umendo lokho, umendo ke lo, kuthiwa ke mase sihamba lendlela engumento akekho no siphuca lendlela noma ngabe siziphukuphuku.
Now in Zulu they've got a very special word for it where it's not just a way, it's not just even a highway, it's a very special way that a person walks on who just got married, and the bride is walking to the home of her bridegroom. That is that way. That's the word that is used there in Zulu, and it says, even the fool, even the one who doesn't understand, he will be able to walk on that way and not get lost.
And
if we use the English word for a freeway or a highway, well, that's a way that just goes one direction. You can't go back on it. You'll only cause accidents with the other vehicles behind you. You've got to go forward.
Manje ke kusho ukuthi mawuhlehla mntwana kaNkuluNkulu ubuyele emuva, uzolimaza abaningi emva kwakho.
So if you, as a child of God, turn around and you go back to your life of sin, you'll only cause so many accidents and hurt and harm so many people behind you.
Ngamanje manje thina singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu asiye phambili. Noma abantu bangathini ngevangeli esilikhonzayo loNkuluNkulu esimkhonzayo asiyeni phambili.
And so we can only say on this way of the gospel, no matter what people may say, no matter what they may say of us, through good or bad report, let us go forward.
Asingahlehli sihlehlele emuva ngoba sizolimaza abaningi emva kwethu kuthiwa hawu besimanzi ukuthi uyamphilela uNkulunkulu kodwa manje usenje kuzolimaza amaningi na indlela eyihighway na indlela engumento asiqhubekeni sephambili kubikabi sekuthiwa hawu sibani bani ubuyile emendweni uhlulekile emendweni kangakanani ukuthi ubuyile uhlulekile ekholweni.
And so let us not backslide. Let's not go back to our old life. This is a highway. This is a freeway, or the highway rather. And this is that way of holiness, that way going to the bridegroom. Let's not go back. Let's not backslide. If a person in marriage fails in their marriage to behave as they should and their marriage ends up on the rocks, that's terrible. How much worse in the faith.
Ukushisikhatha siya verse 7 kuthi ukuze okuyigugu okunegolide olungabhubhiyo noma nilivivinya ngomlilo kufunyane kube ngokubonga nodumo kunokutuseka okwembula kukaJesu uKristu.
So because of time, let's quickly go there to verse 7. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Noma sivivinywa ngegolide. Igolide lingaba yini ungayimali ukuthi hey kungcono ngithengise ngomzimba wami ukuze manje ngiphile ngidle nezingane zami njengoba namhlanje bonke abantu bekhala ngendlala.
And maybe you are tempted by gold, by money, that you say, well, I've got to survive. You know, I've got to keep eating. I've got to have something to eat. And then you maybe go and you sell your body into prostitution like some people are tempted.
Ilokho ke bekwembulekile enhlizweni nami ukuthi nanzi ikhathi zogcina asimpheleleni uNkulunkulu.
We should not allow that to happen. And that is what has been revealed on my heart, what I had on my heart to share with you, to speak to you about the signs of the end of the age.
Ngizwa sihle ukuthi kumele ngithathe inkonzo ngathi hawu ngokuthobeka singobani thina esingacela inkosi yethu Jesu ukuthi ibe nathi.
Last night when I heard that I should take the service today, I thought, you know, who are we that we can even go to our Lord and ask him to be with us?
Singobani uNkulunkulu owathi uthume indodana yakho izosifela la emhlabeni thina sayikhaphela sayishaya ngempilo zethu nathi sayiphinda sibili sayibethele esiphambanweni.
Who are we? God sent his son to this world to die for us. And what did we do? We spat in his face. We crucified him afresh. And that's what we did through the life that we led.
Njoba nisileke ukuthi lentshumo yami, intshumelo yami, ibisho njalo isihloko ukuthi kufanele ngeyikhathi zonke sazi lokhu ukuthi izikhathi zokugcina zokubuya kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu siphawule ukuthi uma kwenzeka lezi zinto noma mahemhemu noma beqamba amanga sokuyiziphawu iyikhathi zomhelo.
And so you've heard the theme of my message that we should watch and be watchful, for our Lord and Master can return at any moment. And when we see the things happening around us and we hear the rumors and we see the signs, those are indications that the time is nearby. Now it's happened some years ago. We had a problem where we didn't have rain. And we prayed to the Lord. We said, Lord, please send us rain. And those who had farms, they also heard. That's what we did. And then we thanked God for the rain which he sent.
And
they also said, please pray for us that we will get rain.
And
when we prayed, the very next day, the Lord sent rain.
And I don't know
how many places eventually phoned us from different places and they said, you know, in our area, we've got drought. Please pray for us.
And
then we prayed and the Lord answered the prayer and they had rain. And now I heard that Uncle Hans Koller there in Romania, they were also asking for prayer.
And also
in Germany, we hear that they've also asked us to pray for them for
rain. And
so, when we kneel down and pray, would you also kneel with us there where you are, whichever corner of the world you find yourself?
And
so we are going to kneel down and pray with them. And there where they are, they can also kneel And wherever you are, even here in our country, you can also pray, kneel and pray and bring your need, bring your problem to the Lord.
Angisho ukuthi wenze njengalowa umuntu owathena uzothandaza ukuthi aye kugwaye inqawe wayithatha wayifihla lapha ezaleni mase eqedile futhi wabuya oyibhema.
And I'm not saying that we should do like that person who prayed that he would stop smoking, so he took his pipe and his tobacco and he went and he hid it away somewhere. But after some time, he went there and he took it out again.
But we
heard again from that person's testimony, that after some time, they truly repented, they brought their sin to the light, and they parted from their sin.
Lana unkulunkulu sibusisile siyayithola imvula ngendlela esimanga noma sithatha inkonzo lapha kophekhwasi noma la sithatha inkonzo sesiloku sibonga njalo nje imvula.
And here the Lord has blessed us with abundant rain, and we always thank the Lord even when we go to the greenhouses and the pack houses where we've got produce. We thank the Lord for his grace and mercy on us.
But it
happened one day when we
prayed.
God
answered. And so,
as has been requested, we are going to pray for our brethren, and maybe even if you are the leader of a congregation, and you've got a problem with your congregation, you can also kneel down with us, and you can pray and bring your need and your problem to the Lord. Shall we pray?
Baba wethu sezulwini uzwile ukucela kwabantwana bakho baphesheya.
Our Heavenly Father, you have heard the request of our brethren in Europe.
Becela Nkosi baseJalimani ukuthi bacela imvula.
And our brethren in Germany asking you for rain.
Asikhethi bala Nkosi lowo nje oshayile wazothi sikhulekeleni ngemvula ngoba wena Nkulunkulu winesa imvula kwababi nabahle.
Lord, you are no respecter of persons. You let your rain down, come down on the good and the bad.
Sicelela nabale enkosi Romena umfowethu has called njoba naye ecela ukuthi ukuthandazwe.
And we also pray for them and those in Romania, our brethren there, as Uncle Hans Koller in particular asked for prayer.
Siyakhumbula enkosi nakhona kulelizwe lakithi sike sabakhulekela.
And Lord, we remember even here in our country, when we prayed for various people who had asked us to pray for them, and you answered, you were so gracious. And Lord, each one who is now knelt down before you, wherever they are, when they bring their problems to you and their needs, we ask you to remember them. Lord, who are we? For we are but like ants before you. Who are we that we can ask you to stand up from your throne? And that we say, come down, Lord, be gracious to that place and bring rain.
Oh
Lord, would you change the clouds and the weather that they will receive rain? Especially, Lord, spiritual rain. Lord, for they especially have need of God, but they also have need of rain. And Lord, we have heard now this message that speaks of rumors of various things in diverse places and the signs of the end of the age.
Siyezwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyokufika wena usuthatha ibandla lakho abalungile bayokubonana nawe.
But Lord, we've heard that you are going to come to fetch your church, your bride that has prepared itself for you.
Angathi inkosi singahlale njalo silindele wena.
Lord, may we at all times wait expectantly for you.
Ngoba isela lazi.
For one never knows when a thief will come.
Ukuthi lo ufika nini umninazi umbazi bohlale lindele.
If the owner of the house knew, it would have set up and it would have been watching and waiting.
Konke lokhu inkosi sicela ngokwethemba wena.
All this, Lord, we ask, trusting in you.
Sithesibonga inkosi ngokusipha inceku yakho umfundisi Stekeni.
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us your servant, Reverend Stegan.
Okungayo inkosi yasizala ngokomoya.
He who has been our spiritual father.
Ungakho inkosi yasinika ivangeli lokuthi kumele sihambe kanjani.
He brought us the gospel, and this gospel which has taught us how to live and how to walk.
Sibonge nangeyincengo zakho ngamagantsha ngamabandla inkosi. Angokuhlukana kwamabandla ememezela inkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
And we thank you, Lord, for your servants whom you are using in various congregations and churches to proclaim your message.
Ukubonakalayo inkosi sekusukwini sokusenzukwini inkosi ekukhombisayo ukuthi ngeke bezilandulele ukuthi abalizwanga ivangeli.
For Lord, in the last day, nobody will be able to excuse themselves and then say, we have not heard your word.
Amen.
Amen.